That is a pro-Palestinian rally in Ottawa yesterday. Did you notice the Hamas flags? Yeah, just one of the many anti-Israel protests that have erupted across Canada and across the world. Here's a refresher on their mindset from a Toronto protest that happened Monday.
Is Hamas launching rockets into Israel right now?
No, that's lies.
I definitely 100% support Hamas for not accepting that ceasefire.
I'm so shameful to be called a Canadian and be in Canada.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, let's not forget the violence that erupted at a pro-Palestinian rally in Calgary late last week. As Israel continues defending itself from terrorist fire, a couple of things have become very clear. The world is very selective with the bloodshed it gets behind. ISIS, as you know, is slaughtering its way to an Islamic State. No outrage, no protests, no international condemnation. Boko Haram is also slaughtering innocent men, women, and children in the tens of thousands, and yet the silence is deafening. Yet a growing chorus of voices call the Israeli-Hamas conflict genocide. Really? Let's talk about genocide, which both of the previous uncontested groups are carrying out right now. The following are real cases of genocide. The 1991 Algerian War, where 150,000 Muslims were killed. 20 years later, during its Arab Spring in 2011, another 174,000 Muslims were killed. Syria, 2011. 250,000 more dead Muslims. None of these people have been killed by Israel. And none spark outrage, as folks just accept it as the price paid fighting for freedom. When it comes to Israel trying to save itself from terrorists, whose charter openly states 12 times the eradication of Jews, the world erupts into hate, synagogues are attacked, and anti-Semitism bubbles to the surface. One thing this conflict has exposed is the growing hate for the Middle East's only democracy.